Could we not place it third on the list and have a footnote there to say this is not finalized or not?
Well, isn't that, we can't just place it wherever we want on the list because it has to go on.
Yeah, well, the entire board is real disturbingly here saying it should be third on the list, so.
Well, I
would think he could place it there with a true asterisk that says it has not been finalized on the scoring. This is submitted by the sanction of the board.
I'd be more actually just put the language in there, board, reasons, top priority, county, or something like that. But this whole list is made up to try to match it with our scores.
Are you going to have to show it right there somewhere? You're going to have to put it on there somewhere.
Well, it will be at some point.
After it's ranked.
The approved minutes saying that that project, as described in the scope, had to be prior to this, should be sufficient.
I just don't want to get to where whatever project he feels most important jumps up to the top of it.
Well, the other thing is,
right.
In Peshawari's world, when we go there, all people are going to say, we've seen you do this before. Whenever you guys want something, you just put it at the top, and then we have to all suck it up. When, in fact, it doesn't score like we say it does. That, I don't know if I want to use the word primitive, but I want to say basic. Horse trading exchange, you've got to be able to produce these numbers, or otherwise they say, oh, we don't care if it is your number one project, it doesn't score anything. So we don't want to dilute our plan, but I do believe the minutes, and I don't see anything wrong with some of those projects being down at number 18 or 14 or whatever it was, 48. That list is going to show 48, but there are number 18 or whatever.
You don't get extra points by it being number one. All you have to do is speak to being on a local prioritization list in your narrative and show proof of that list.
So. Yeah. So I think we should plan on
Thursday afternoon. Rick, what's your schedule?
My schedule is I'm available for this vote.
Okay.
This can take 5 minutes.
What are you thinking, like, to give them time to get it posted?
We have to, it can't be before 2 o'clock Thursday, because if we need 48 hours.
3 o'clock should give them enough time, but maybe.
To get something drafted and posted.
Yeah.
Does that have to be approved by the commission to be posted for? Okay.
No, if we done it, yeah, 3 p.m. Thursday. Vote to approve minutes.
Sheila, you can do it more often, like up in the. Could we do it from that phone up in the commission the conference room?
Yeah, we'll make you all the numbers. This would be.
Mm-hmm. So before we leave here, we're going to annotate our little signature box right here with our numbers. We're going to write our numbers besides our names up here. We want them to reach out to at 3 o'clock on Thursday.
When you write it, make sure it's right. I mean, we've had it happen.
Yeah.
How many numbers can that phone hold up there?
That's what I was trying to think.
I can come Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
And can you be here?
Yeah.
Okay. So the two of us can be here.
Guess what? I'm walking with the Clydesdales at that time, so I'm going to do it off my cell phone.
Are you?
I'm out touring.
We could combine like 3 cell phones to get not everybody, or at least.
Can you call the members individually and record your vote?
I'm not supposed to.
We'll have them all up. She'll connect you.
Yeah,
sure. And you two are going to be there, and they'll give you the numbers, and she'll call each number from there and see that you're connected.
Shannon will know how to do it.
Yeah.
Leslie.
Oh, Leslie.
Rick's going to be riding the ref off some 24-pound horses, so.
Rich, we might not be able to understand you if you're bound.
Right.
Actually, they have beer on that wagon, real beer.
There'll be some horse riding in the background.
What time did you say it, sir?
This is a walkthrough. It's on the 6th, and what they're going to do is they're going to deliver a case of beer to Parker House off that way, and then they're going to come and go next door and deliver a case of beer, and then they're going to the interchange and go to White Oak Station,
but you'll
and
be there.
A case of beer, and go to Country Mart and deliver a case of beer. So
that's a cool setup that they have. It really is. We toured the one in Colorado Springs, and we're just driving through and. Little tired, like, hey, let's pull in here and do, you know, stretch your legs a little bit. And it's just amazing the stable setup they have. You know, the amount of money that's spent on those horses is just pretty crazy.
So we don't want to kill anybody or horse or spill any beer, so we got to be careful.
You mean is there every other month at 12:30?
Yep.
Now, one thing we don't want to lose sight of here. This posting of this still has to be posted. An agenda has to be posted today right there.
Okay.
And we have 1 hour to do it.
Okay. So, you already have Kathy print us one? Because I know she's got that, because she sends it out. She can just print us one that says just agenda, only one item, approval of minutes.
Yeah, call in, meeting, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, she always does.
What I would like, Commissioner, before you leave, two people to check this. These guys produce it and get it up here, and then another set of eyes looks at it to make sure that there hasn't been something overlooked by the people that are doing it.
We're talking about for the Thursday meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if Devin has it produced and it gets posted, if someone from upstairs or you or somebody just looks at it and says, yes, this is right.
Okay. I was like, we need to spring into action. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second.
Motion second adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those same sign. We are adjourned. Okay.
We're going to get paid extra for this extra meeting.
Travis and I are fixing to head door. Anybody else got junior high football in the mind this evening? our boys play on the same football team.